Blog Talk Radio.
Faces of Success Radio. Your girl, Miss Diamond.
Hey, world.
You've now tuned in to Miss Diamond on Interviews with the Stars. Yo, you just tuned in to your girl, Miss Diamond. Hey, young world. It's your girl, Miss Diamond. Interviews with the Stars. You've now tuned in. Let's go. You've now tuned in to Miss Diamond on Interviews with the Stars. Yo, you just tuned in to your girl, Miss Diamond. Hey, young world. It's your girl, Miss Diamond. Interviews with the Stars. You've now tuned in. Let's go.
Okay, good evening, everybody. Just as we promised, we have a very, very special guest tonight, Mr. Mel Carter. How are you, sir?
Yeah, I'm fine. I'm fine. I'm glad to be here. Ms. Diamond, that's what I'm supposed to call you, right?
I am a co-host. My name is DJ Success for Ms. Diamond this evening, and I will be concluding your interview. So I'm going to let you kind of set the stage this evening, if you would, kind of give the audience a feel on, you know, what you're doing and what you've been doing.
What I've been doing for the last couple of years now is putting out CDs on my label called CSP Records. We have the Mel Carter, The Other Standards, which is being, that's the newest release, and then the one before that was The Heart and Soul of Mel Carter. We also have a new DVD called The Essence of Mel Carter Classics, and those are songs from live shows that we've done that maybe everybody hasn't been able to see. And there's a whole segment of myself singing with my mom doing a gospel program, and one of the tunes are on YouTube.
Wow, that is very interesting. And what age did you begin or have an interest in the entertainment world?
I guess I was one of those child stars. I started when I was 6 years old, singing in church and singing, you know, really for my family and around Cincinnati, Ohio. And I entered into all of those contests. And back in the day, we used to have the movie theaters had stage shows, and the performers that they had talent shows on Saturday. And then in between the movies, the artist, whoever was playing there, would do shows. And if you won the talent contest and talent shows, you got to work with the people that was working on there. One of the people that I worked with when I won one of the contests was Lionel Hampton. And when I was working with Lionel Hampton, Little Jimmy Scott was his soloist then. So it goes way back. God, I won't mention the years or anything. Okay.
Well, that's awesome. And I have one more question for you. Who is some of your greatest influences?
Being from, it started. I worked with Quincy Jones. At first, I was an admirer of his. And because I sang so high when I was a kid, the female artists were the people that I gravitated to. And that was Dinah Washington, Ella Fitzgerald, Nancy Wilson, and those kind of artists. Of course, later on, I was a big fan of Billy Eckstine. And all of the artists that were there in that day, they were just all, I was goo-goo about all of them, really. Nat King Cole. My mentor in the gospel field was Robert Anderson, and I did some background stuff with Mahalia Jackson, and I was part of the Raymond Raspberry Singers when I was a teenager.
That's interesting. I just wanted to add to that. When you said you have quite a few, is there just like anybody that you ever said, like, if I had a chance, who would that one person be that you could be on stage with or perform with that you never got that opportunity to embrace?
I think I would say Frank Sinatra. And that almost happened one time. And it was one of the time later on in years when he got sick. I was supposed to have been on myself and Dionne Warwick, and it didn't happen because he got sick. But I would say also that I was Sam Cooke's protege when I was a teenager, and I knew Sam because of being in the gospel field when I was with the Robert Anderson Singers, and we were, you know, used to travel around in those big packages. And that's how I became his protege, you know, after coming from Ohio to the West Coast and joining the label, the SAR record label.
And speaking of touring, where are some of the places you have toured?
I've been to England, I've been to Japan, I've been to Germany. I've always wanted to go to Australia. I haven't been there yet. I've probably been to every place there is in the U.S., in Florida, in Jersey, New York, Chicago. I don't think there's too many places I haven't played, because I've been around for a long time, see.
Okay, I see that you acted in some television programs such as Quincy and Sanford and Son, Marcus Welby, and the. What was that like? What was those experiences like for you?
The experience of being an actor. I've also done theater too. In those days when you had hit records, the natural thing for the company wanted you to do was graduate you into the visual aspect, and that was doing the television shows and doing theater and doing films. And the great thing about that is that people that I grew up watching, you know, on the screen when I was a kid, I got to interact with them as an actor on these shows and in the films, and that was a great thing.
What is your next project that you're working on?
I'm working on a project right now. Like I've been doing it for a while, writing it for a while because it's in stages. It's called the Balladeers, and my friend Lenny Welch, myself, and I had gotten in touch with Jerry Butler, and it's a concept for a show where we come together and sing as this gigantic, massive group with production numbers, you know, and then individually we do our stuff, and it's sort of like, you know, like the Rat Pack thing, but we and only because it's likened unto that, but that's what I've been working on for quite a while now. I'm stuck on one of the songs that I've been working on, but you know, the creative flow just won't like burst through all of it, you know. But I'll get it.
Well, I wish you much success in that. You did a song called Cry Me a River. Can you tell our audience a little bit of what gave you the incentive to write that song?
No, I didn't write it. That song was originally done by Julie London, and it's from the new album called The Other Standard. Mel Carter does The Other Standards, and because the concept was that all the Gershwin tunes and the Harold Arlens and all of those things people do over and over and over, and I did them early on in my career, but there are standard material that when you hear the song, you say, well, I remember that song. So I started doing the research and finding songs that were the standards that other people did not automatically just go for. And Cry Me a River was one of the songs that I always loved Julie London's version of it. That was her first hit. And so this is my interpretation of Cry Me a River.
Okay, well, Mr. Mel Carter, we're going to go to a break, and we're going to play Cry Me a River by Mel Carter. For those of you that are just tuning in, you're on FacesOfSuccessRadio.com. We have Mr. Mel Carter as our special guest this evening. We are concluding an exclusive interview, so please stay tuned with us and enjoy Cry Me a River.
Cry the long night through. Well, you can cry me a river, cry me a river. I cried a river over you. For being so untrue. Well, you can cry me a river, cry me a river. I cried a river over you. You drove me, nearly drove me out of my head. While you never shed a tear. Remember, I remember all that you said. Told me love was too plebeian. Told me you were through with me. And now you do. Cry me a river, cry me a river. I cried a river over you. You drove me, nearly drove me out of my head. While you never shed a tear. Remember, I remember all that you said. Told me love was too forbidden. Told me you were through with me. Cry me a river, cry. cry me a river. I cried a river over you.
There he is there, Cry Me a River by Mr. Mel Carter. Are you with me, Mr. Carter?
Yes, I'm still here.
Okay, that was a very beautiful song. I really enjoyed that.
Thank you. That's the first time I've ever... I'm sorry.
Yeah.
That's the first time I ever heard it on the air. That particular song. That cut from the album.
Well, I want to know if right now if you'd like to share with our audience where they can find your music or your website information or booking information?
You can come to my website is mel-carter.com. You can go to CD Baby. You can go to iTunes. You can go to any of the stores and buy it. But you know, coming to my site is you get the samples of all of the tunes from not only that album but from all the other stuff that I've done.
Okay, and are you on any of the social media platforms such as Facebook, Twitter?
Yeah, I have a Facebook page, and we I call the my Facebook friends the musical travelers, and I try to take them on the journey, the journey with me, so I give them the information before they get it from anybody else, and I try to take you on when I'm getting ready to record or when I'm getting ready to go to work. I try to give the experience of what I go through so that, they become a part of what I'm doing.
Okay, I just got tweeted by one of our listeners, and they have a question for you from Sacramento, California. The question is, what would you tell someone trying to become an entertainer today?
I would say this. It's very different today than it was when I was coming through. But there is still a formula. Like, the best thing to do is to go and find a place where you can expose yourself and where you can work out the material that you want to do, and actually sing. And the more that you do it, the better you get, and the more confidence that you have in terms of doing a record, going into a studio, live performances, that's where you should do. If there are any clubs in your area or where they have the talent things or the open mic sessions, you should go there and try your material out and try your voice out and get the feel from the audience.
All right, well, there it is there. You're tuned in to FacesOfSuccessRadio.com. I'm co-hosting this evening for Ms. Simon. We have Mr. Mel Carter on this evening. I would like to go into one of your songs that actually hit the billboards, Mr. Carter, Hold Me, Thrill Me, Kiss Me. Can you please tell the audience a little bit about that song?
When I first got that song, it was at Imperial, which was part of Liberty Records. I hated the song because I considered myself, prior to that, after coming, the first hit record I had, national hit record, was with Sam Cooke, was When a Boy Falls in Love. And then I had some other stuff in 1957 with Quincy Jones called I Need You So. And when I recorded with Quincy, I thought I was a jazz singer. So when they gave me this song, Hold Me, Throw Me, Kiss Me, and it was like you had to sing on the beat, you know. And I was used to, like, hey, thought I was cool, you know, like holding back and then catching up. But when we went into the studio, I was directed. I was literally directed to sing on the beat. And the only time that I could stray away from that was in the bridge part, to give a little bit of personality and then come back, and I had to sing exactly on the beat with the choir. Little did I know that that was going to be my signature song and be such a hit that it's still amongst the top 88 and 500 records, hit records of all times.
All right. Well, if you're just tuning in, you're on facesofsuccessradio.com. If you'd like to call in, the guest call-in number is 323-642-1569. This is DJ Success. We have Mr. Mel Carter for an exclusive interview right now, and we're going to play his song called Hold Me, Thrill Me, Kiss Me. Please stay tuned in.
Sensible with your new love. Don't be fooled thinking this is the last you'll find. But they never stood in the dark with you, love. When you take me in your arms and drive me slowly out of my mind. Kiss me. So kiss me, kiss me. Make me tell you I'm in love with you. Kiss me, kiss me. When you do, I know that you will miss me, miss me. If we ever say adieu, so kiss me, kiss me. Tell you I'm in love with you. Never, never, never let me go. Never, never, never let me go.
Okay, welcome back. You're tuned in to facesofsuccessradio.com on Interviews with the Stars. This is DJ Success. I am co-hosting this evening for Miss Diamond. We have Mr. Mel Carter on. Mr. Carter, that was just a beautiful song. It made me just want to get up and start dancing and doing some things. I really enjoyed that.
I got to tell you guys, too, I still sing in the same keys that I did some, 30 years ago or so or more. And we will be singing those songs and a little more when I go out, and I'll be going out next year for the first time in about a couple of years, doing live performances. The first one is in Philadelphia on the 24th of January at the Kimmel Center, and I don't know the other people who are going to be on. We're doing it with a 30-piece orchestra, like what you hear on the record that you just heard.
Okay. Well, keep us posted and updated, and we would definitely, let our listeners be aware of that on our website and social media. And I have another tweet that has come in. The question is, where can people buy or find your music?
Like I said before, you can go to CD Baby. You can go iTunes, Spiffy. I think that's Spiffy or Spoofy or whatever. Any of the cyber stations, you can go to Amazon.com. And after you've all of those things, you can still come to my site, which is www.mel-carter.com.
Okay.
And I'm sure that in some of the record stores, I know in New York, they're still at one of the big record stores, they're still selling LPs, you know.
And I have another question. Do you do most of your production, or
in the last two or three things that we actually we have seven things that's on my label, but the last three CDs have been I've been the executive producer, and I've been the producer of the CDs, and I have some wonderful, wonderful, wonderful musicians that work with me. Some of the people are from the Count Basie Band and from the Clayton Hamilton Jazz Band, and I mean, you can't get any better musicians than that. And when the engineer that I've been working with is just, you know, we're on the same page with each other, and hopefully that the new stuff, and it has been, I just came off of in the Carolinas, we had from the new album, Crying in the Chapel, went to number one. There's the record Goody Goody from the same album went to number one, and it's still charting in the Carolinas. And I have another song, a dance song called My Lips Can't Find the Lyrics to the Love Song in My Heart, and that's charting somewhere in the South. So I'm still on charts. You know, I've never been off the charts. I just may not have been as heavy in these past few years as I was some years ago.
Do you have a release date for your next project?
No, I don't have a release date yet. We're just in the planning stages, getting that done. And right shortly after the first of years when I go into the studio and start doing things. But in the meantime, you can get, if you'd like to see me and have me visually in front of you, there are some DVDs, and that's Mel Carter at the Cinegrill live in Hollywood. And the other one is Classic Mel Carter, and that's live performances and TV performances that if you weren't there, you would not have seen them. And plus the special part about my mother and I doing a mini gospel concert together. And like I said, you can go on YouTube and see the Over the Rainbow. It's from the classic Mel Carter. And God Will Take Care of You is my mother and myself singing. And all of the other stuff that's on there.
Okay. We have another question. From when you began in the music industry and the way things are today, how would you say the industry has changed
from then till now? Yes. It's changed a lot. It's changed a lot. Back in the day, when I first got in the business and when we first got into recording, you could go into a recording company and do live auditions. I remember when I first came to L.A. and I was signed to Doris Day's company, Arwen Records, and I had to go on in Beverly Hills on Cannon Drive and go in and actually sing. And she happened to be there. Doris Day happened to be there that day. And one of the first records that I had in 1956 was called I'm Coming Home. And that was on the Arwen Records. And it was because of her that I got that. And the other thing is because I knew Sam Cooke, I was signed to his label. And When a Boy Falls in Love, I was signed to his label, which was Sar Records, and he introduced Derby Records, which was the pop label. And When a Boy Falls in Love was a song that he wrote. And I might correct that, too, because in print it says that I co-wrote When a Boy Falls in Love with Sam Cooke, and I didn't. That's Sam's writing all by himself. But I was the only person at the label who could sing as many words to a phrase. I could phrase exactly like him, and that's how I got the song. And that record is historically broke through the English invasion, and it was the first record, first pop record that crossed over into the pop market that was from a black-owned company, from a black artist, and our Sar Records was way before Motown, okay? Got that out, didn't I?
Yeah. And what was, like, one of your hardest learning experiences that, you know, I mean, when you look back on it today, you would go, man, I would never do that again, because what would one of those things be?
I can't say that any of the things that were hard for me, there have been really, really hard things, but the hard things are the challenges. And if once you get through them, you know, it may look hard and be very hard while you're working through it, but once you get on the other side and get through it, yes, I would take the challenge again. I constantly take challenges every day now. That's what makes you grow. That is what makes you better as a performer, as an artist, and with anything that you do. You have to challenge yourself. You have to stretch yourself to become more than who you think you can be.
Well, that sounds like a giddy giddy to me. So we're going to play Giddy Giddy by Mr. Mel Carter. Would you like to introduce that song, Mr. Carter?
This was a song was first by the teenagers in the 50s, and it was the breakaway song for the lead singer. And Goody Goody, and I decided that, hey, this needs to be back, and here it is.
All right, well, here's Giddy Goody by Mr. Mel Carter.
So you met someone who sets you back on your heel. Goody Goody, you met someone and now you know how it feels. Goody Goody, so you gave him your heart too, just as I gave mine to you, and he broke it in little pieces. Now how do you do? Will you lie awake just singing the blues all night? Goody goody, and you think that love's a barrel of dynamite? Hooray and hallelujah, you've had it coming to ya. Goody goody for him, wasn't a lesson in loving that you hadn't learned. Oh, oh yeah. Oh, oh, oh yeah. You told me that you could keep playing with fire without getting burned. Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Oh, you met someone who set you back on your heels. Goody goody.
you. And he stuck it in his collection under Section 92. You lie awake just singing the blues all night. Goody, goody. And you think that love a barrel of dynamite. Hip, hip, hooray, hallelujah. You know you had it coming to ya.
By the way,
really have the floor rocking with that song.
By the way, the lead singer for the Teenagers was Frankie Lyman. That was his breakout hit when he first left the group.
Wow, that was absolutely awesome. I want to tell you thank you for being a guest on Face of the Success Radio. I also would like to give a shout out to Greg Hanley for bringing you on as a guest. And I want to ask you, is there any shout out you would like to give?
I'd like to shout out a big shout out to all of the Facebook fans and all the fans around the world, you know, that still like the music, though, you know, and I wish you all the happiest holiday season, and especially you.
Well, thank you so very, very much. And is there anything you would like to add at this moment that we may have not discussed?
My family, my kids, my daughter, my granddaughters, my great-grandchildren, I am so thankful to be here and to have had to get to do to get to wake up every morning and every day and to go and do the work that I love doing, and that's been a part of me. And I'm so thankful that God has allowed me to keep the instrument that He gifted me with when I was a child, and that He still, you know, takes care of it, because he allows me to take care of it, because it's a gift that He gave me. And I totally appreciate all of the people that I've worked with in this building, in this business, and still there's yet to come more, and I love that.
Well, that's beautiful. I also wanted to ask you, what role did you play in Marcus Welby?
A doctor, of course.
Wow.
Yeah, that was one of the few times, because when you first back then, all the parts that came to quote unquote black people were cops, you know. But Marcus Welby, I got to play a doctor on that particular show. But look at all the shows that I've, you know, like I played on Sanford and Son. I played an attorney. I spent a year on a soap on Santa Barbara. No, a year and a half playing Cruz's partner. I've done so much stuff, and it's just hard to get, you know, like to get it all in a little bit. But it's so good that you know, like you shook my mind back, made me go back and bring it up, you know, and that's a good thing.
Wow, that is really awesome to be able to share that with everybody. Again, I would like to ask you if you could please share with the audience your website and social media contacts, please.
Okay. You on the website, you can come to www.mel-carter.com, okay? And if any of you, you know, like, you can go to the website and get the email address too. I do answer fan mail. And the Facebook page, I haven't learned all of that, but I'm still in it, that I do talk to people on Facebook and to the fans. And they are the musical travelers because they go right along with me. So that's about it in terms of, yeah, and you can go to Amazon, you can go to CD Baby, you can go to iTunes. I am on all of those things. And if you want to see the old stuff as well as the new stuff, go to YouTube and you can see some of the albums that I've done in the past. And you can see the new stuff that I'm doing now. And what else can I say? Except to wish you all that I'm so glad to be here, you know.
And we are so glad to have you here.
You know what? It's good to wake up in the morning and find out that you're in familiar surroundings.
Yes, that's what.
And you say, okay, I'm still here, huh?
Yeah. I mean, that's a blessing within itself. There's a lot of people who don't get that opportunity.
Yes, it is.
You also did a song called I'd Rather Have You Here. Can you please tell us about that song?
You know, I was thinking about that when I was talking with Greg. This is a song I wrote during a period of my life. I think we all had those kind of love, that they're good, they're good for you, but they're not good to you.
We all know about that.
Okay, so out of this came this song, and the thing about it, when you see it on the video, this is from Live in Hollywood. It's when I first did it was the first time I did the song live, and out of the first line, the reaction from the audience, because you can see it in my face, that I just broke down and started laughing because they got it, you know.
Well, we would like to play this song for the audience, I'd Rather Have You Here by Mr. Mel Carter. So you are tuned in to Faces of Success Radio. I'm your host, DJ Success. We have Mr. Mel Carter on tonight for an exclusive interview, and this is just so awesome. We really thank Mr. Carter. I'm going to play your song, I'd Rather Have You Here.
Okay.
Please come back, no stay away. I love you, I don't want you around me, I can't let you go. I'd rather have you here lying to me, than lying somewhere with somebody else. I'd rather have you here lying to me, than somewhere else. You go, you stay, you come back in the same old way. Your life keep changing from day to day. Want you back again. Your love keeps sending me through a circle of pain. Oh, I'd rather have you here sneaking in on me than somewhere sneaking out with somebody else. Yeah.
You play me for your fool. You give, you take. I'm caught up in your rules. I love you. I hate you. I need you. I never want you back again. I'm in so much confusion. You know it's a sin. Sending me through hell, then somewhere giving a hell of a love to somebody else. Your love, my love, our love is all wrong. I can't understand why I keep holding on. Here lying to me than lying somewhere with somebody else.
Stay away. I love you. I don't want you around me. I can't let you come.
I love you. Yes, I do.
Stay away.
I hate you.
I love
yes, I do.
You.
I need you. I don't want you back again. Please come back to me. 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 I don't want you around me.
Oh,
I don't want you around me. I can't let you go.
Yeah. I wrote that out of desperation.
Well, well. I mean, when I heard that song, I was like, I wish I would have had that song a couple of times. I could have played that song to somebody and cut them up real quick with it. You know, but no, that was really deep right there, and I did enjoy that a lot.
Thank you. You remember you asked me if there was something that I had been through, a hard time that I would never want to go through again. I forgot that one. That's
well,
one.
You know,
I don't want to go
I've
through.
Never heard...
I will.
Go ahead.
That's what I don't ever want to go through again. You know.
I never really heard a real male version of the. That was like something that Gladys Knight or Patti LaBelle or somebody would have said, but you really.
Well, we go through the same thing you go through. You just go through it emotionally. We kind of like hold it in.
I think I kind of hold it in too.
Yeah.
I kind of hold these things in too because I don't like people to see my emotions or my weak side, so I'll hold it in. But guess what? We have a caller from the 818 area code, and we're going to bring the caller on. If you would please hold.
Okay.
Hi, hey. Caller.
Yes. Yeah, hi, Mel. How you doing, buddy? Do you recognize the voice? We've worked together, I don't know how many times, and I love that song, man.
Hey, this is Lenny Welch.
That's
my buddy Lenny Welch.
Yeah. How you doing, man?
Well, welcome to Faces of Success Radio, Mr. Lenny Welch.
Yeah.
Well, my pleasure. My pleasure. Man, I love that song. I can relate to it also.
Oh, you can? Okay, Lenny,
that's
but
right.
You're married.
Hey, I guess, hey Mel, I guess that's why I had such a big hit with Since I Fell for You.
Since I Fell for You, yes. What it
because of what you just said. I love you, I hate you, and all that stuff. Yeah, I went through all that.
Yeah,
I can relate to it.
And
Merry
Lenny,
Christmas,
Lenny,
my good brother. Merry Christmas to you.
Thank you. Thank you, Lenny.
Yeah, I just
thank
had
you.
To call. And I just found out a lot of things that I didn't know. I didn't know all of the shows that you were on, you know, the television shows and so forth. I didn't know all that. Man, I've been knowing you all these years, and you don't open up and tell everything, do you?
No, you can't tell everything.
All right. Okay. I'm gonna leave that alone.
Okay.
Yeah, but it's good hearing you, man. It's so good talking with you, and I haven't seen you in a long time, quite some time. And
ladies and gentlemen, this guy here is a singer not to be reckoned with. And he has one of the best records of all time, and that's Since I Fell for You. You're talking about Streisand and all the rest of those people. This is the original guy who did it. Since I Fell for You. And he can still put it out.
Well, thank you, man. I really appreciate it. I can't wait for us to do another show together like we did in Vegas.
Lenny, I'm still working on that, trying to get that that other song done. Older men make better lovers than young ones.
Yeah.
Why? Because
yeah,
we've been doing it for such a long time.
Amen. Well, hurry up and finish it.
Okay.
I can't wait to do that. Yeah, I'd love to do that, man.
I'd love
to work with you again, man. I just got a call from somebody in Nashville. They're talking about get in touch with Mel and see if you guys can come down here and do a show. So maybe we can do
excerpts from the show like we did in Vegas.
That'd be fine with me.
You know,
that'd be great. That'd be great,
man.
It's so good talking with you, man. And I want to wish you a Merry Christmas and Happy New Year if I don't see you before then. And God bless you, man. You're one of the most talented people I know and a fantastic, fantastic singer. And I mean that from the bottom of my heart, man.
Are you going to give me change back from the $100 I gave you to say that, right?
Yeah, you're funny. Yeah, you are. All right, man.
Since we have you on, Mr. Lenny, are you going to sing a little bit of Since I Fell for You?
Oh, no. It's past my bedtime.
Oh, wow. You're going to do all that bragging, and you can't even do that for the audience that's listening to people.
Well.
Maybe we'll get a chance to do it in Nashville. So those people in Nashville, we'll bring it there.
I'd love it. But right now, I'm just laid back. I just got finished eating a big meal, and there ain't no way in the world I can do no singing
and
with my stomach.
And the vocals is not kicking in right now. I didn't mean to put you on the spot like that.
Yeah, I could never sing on a full stomach. You know, I remember years ago when I first started singing. First time I did a show, before the show, I went to a hot dog stand and ate about four or five hot dogs.
Ooh.
And a milkshake, and then went to try to sing, and I couldn't. I wasn't able to sing at all. From that time on, I never eat before I sing.
Right, the dogs start coming out, baby.
Yeah.
Talk about walking the dog.
Yeah, walking the dog. Well, that's how I am right now. I'm just laid back here, relaxing, and I'm listening to y'all, and I'm enjoying myself, and my stomach is way out there. Otherwise, I would sing a little bit. When yeah. you just give love and never get love. That's not, I sing in A flat, but I don't know what key that is. I don't know what key that is. You made me leave my happy home, took my love, and now you've gone. Ah, that's about it. That's
no. You see, there's a thread to those songs, you know, like.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah,
I know.
She's always leaving.
Yeah.
And we're always begging her to come back.
Yeah, well, you know.
That's because you ain't found the right. Well, I ain't going to say that.
But, you know what? That is so true. And that's why I had a big hit, man. That's why I had, and Breaking Up Is Hard to Do was another.
Yeah.
All these songs, you know, that was another big hit for me. But, you know, I'm always, it's always about breaking up or some, you know, getting hurt and all this stuff. And I haven't had a hit in a long time because I'm happily married now.
Uh-oh.
And as long as I'm happily married, I don't have to worry. I guess I won't have another hit record, huh?
Oh, stop.
Stop. I'm going to have to go in the other room and start an argument with my wife, right?
Yeah. I know Fred must be in the other room.
That's right. She sure
She's
is.
Not in that room listening to that.
I say, hey, baby, I'm sorry. I was thinking about it because I might be able to get another hit record if we get into a big argument here.
Mm-hmm.
I guess that's
well, you know,
have to
a big there. Argument. Well, you know, the hospital's right down the way.
You funny, man. I'm gonna let you go. I just wanted to call and wish you a Merry Christmas and say it's a pleasure talking with you. I'll be seeing you sometime soon, I hope, man. Merry Christmas
right.
and Happy New Year, brother.
Thank you, Lenny.
Love you, man. You take care.
Right.
Thank you.
Okay.
You're welcome, and stay blessed. All right. Mr. Mel Carter, we are winding it down, and I just wanted, again, for the audience that just tuned in, we have an exclusive interview tonight on Facebook Success Radio with Mr. Mel Carter. We've had the opportunity to be blessed with Cry Me a River, Diddy Diddy, Hold Me, Thrill Me, Kiss Me, and I'd Rather Have You Here. And before we close, I would like, again, if you would let our listeners know where they can find your music. And your website information.
Okay. You can go to CD Baby, Amazon, iTunes, I think it's Spoofy or Spiffy, and you can come to my site, www.mel-carter.com. The latest album is Mel Carter, The Other Standards. The one before that is The Heart and Soul of Mel Carter. We have an inspirational record called Raise the World, Sing Louder Than the Gun. I have a gospel album called Mel Carter, Willing. And then you have Live at the Center Grill, Live in Hollywood, Mel Carter, Hold Me, Throw Me, Kiss Me, The Best Of. And the DVD is Live in Hollywood. The other thing is the classic Mel Carter, that's performances, live performances, and which includes a brief mini concert with my mother and I. So you got a lot of things to pick from.
And do you have a booking agent? If someone wanted to book you, how would they book you?
They can go to the site, and there is a second section that you can get in touch with the booking people.
Okay. Well, there
so
it
that's
is.
That's all
there.
Part of my site. That's all part of my site, www.mel-carter.com, and you can get all of that information there, the bio. You can go to my store. I have a store with all of some of my drawings. You'd have to go there, and you can see all of that stuff. And we do answer emails, and I do write fans. And
all right.
Let me say Merry Christmas to all, each and every one of you out there, and happy holidays, and be safe. Be safe
all
and
right.
be good to yourself.
And we would like to say Merry Christmas to you and your family, and have a Happy New Year. And we look forward to bringing you back on the show in 2015 when your new theme, you know, songs and stuff have been released. I want to thank
right.
you for being a guest on Faces of Success Radio, DJ Success. And we're going to close with that song you did, I'd Rather Have You Here. I want to hear that one. You have a blessed evening. You have a blessed evening, and thank you for being a guest on our show.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Here is I'd Rather Have You Here by Mr. Mel Carter, and good night.
Please come. No, stay away. I love you. I don't want you around me. I can't let you go. I'd rather have you here lying to me, than lying somewhere with somebody else. I'd rather have you here lying to me than somewhere lying with somebody else. You go, you stay, you come back in the same old way. Your lives keep changing from day to day. I hate you, I love you, I need you, I never want you back again. Your love keeps sending me through a circle of pain. In on me, then somewhere sneaking out with somebody else.
No,
you win, I lose. You play me for your fool. You give, you take. I'm caught up in your rules. I need you, I never want you back again. I'm in so much confusion, you know it's a sin. I'd rather have you here, sending me through hell, than somewhere giving a hell of a love to somebody else. Please come back to me. I,
love you. I don't want you around. I don't want you around me. I can't let you go. Yeah. I wrote that out of desperation.